Well, hello, fellow campers. I'm just kidding. I mean, come on, you gotta laugh at something. So let's get into it. First article. The United States has warned European allies that Russia is preparing a disproportionate response to today's attack on air bases. That article that I shared with that screenshot was prior to Trump's conversation with Putin, just an FYI. Seems escalation is here. For years, Ukraine and Russia have been locked in brutal conflict with Ukraine's population suffering immense losses. Ukraine has struck critical Russian infrastructure and faced accusations of assassination attempts and troop torture. Now, even the U.S. warns that Russia may respond with disproportionate force, targeting not only Ukraine but also NATO. In Russia's political culture, a strong leader is essential to control its fractional factions. When government forces demand vengeance, the leader must act decisively or risk a coup or governmental collapse. For Russia, the retaliation is no longer just about striking back, it's about preserving power. The Russian population supports the war. They fear nuclear escalation, but also understands its use as a deterrence. If anything, I expect Europe to now be a legitimate target. The silence coming out of the Kremlin is deafening. Putin hasn't said anything. None of his little minions have said anything. You remember how his little president used to come out? Or the second guy in command would come out and start saber rattling? None of that has happened. None of it. Which I find more terrifying. When it comes to human behavior, you know, patterns emerge. Oh, they got struck. They come out and they scream, nuclear weapons, nuclear weapons. And then nuclear weapons don't happen, but big bombs go off. Now something has happened. And from what I understand from some of the videos I've seen, is that some of the civilians, Russian civilians, who saw the drones being lifted out, attacked the vehicles that were doing it. I believe one of them died. And on top of it, besides the drone attack, Ukraine blew up the Crimean Bridge again. And still Russia is silent, which is breaking the norm of the behavior that they presented in the past. You know that saying, if I can hear the kids, everything's fine. When they go silent, that's when you go check on them. That's this moment. Now I have no idea what could possibly be the game plan. My only thought is be prepared for anything and hope for the best. IQ and psychopathy. There's no direct, universally agreed upon percentage linking psychopathic behavior to IQ, as the relationship is complex and deepens on how both are defined and measured. Psychopathy, characterized by traits like lack of empathy, manipulativeness, and impulsivity, isn't inherently tied to IQ, which measured cognitive abilities. Studies suggest psychopathy exists across IQ spectrum, but some patterns emerge. Low IQ and psychopathy. Some research links lower IQ, below 85, to higher rates of antisocial behavior, which can overlap the psychopathic traits, particularly in criminal populations. For example, a 2004 study by Hare found that incarcerated psychopaths often scored lower on verbal IQ tests, potentially due to impulsivity or educational deficits. About 15 to 20% of prison populations show elevated psychopathic traits per PCLR scores, and lower IQ is overrepresented here. High IQ and psychopathy. High-functioning psychopaths, often non-criminal, may have average or above IQs 100+. These individuals can use cognitive abilities for manipulation or success in competitive fields. Data on this group is scarce, but studies like those by Kleckley, 1941, suggest psychopathic traits in successful individuals, executives, don't necessarily correlate with low IQ. Estimates of psychopathy in general population range from 1 to 2% with no clear IQ skew. No linear correlation meta-analysis, like those by O'Boyle, 2013, find weak or consistent correlation between IQ and psychopathy scores across populations. Psychopathy is more about emotional deficits than than cognitive capacity. I want to look up the percentages because there's so much more information now to see if it has changed over the years. Because it used to be, and yes, it has changed. It used to be that they thought psychopaths were just super smart people. And now with all the prison studies, they're finding that's not true. And then I sit there and think, nah, I'm sitting there watching a whole lot of people walking around me and thinking, I think there's a little bit that can be trained into people. And that's just the culture that we're in now. People have become desensitized to empathy. And so the psychopathic behavior is up pretty much across the West because they're being desensitized or are desensitized to anything that should elicit empathy. Now, I hope you're all enjoying your summer. It's time to get back to work. Well, I don't even know how to begin this. Freaking Elon and Trump fighting. It's a big fat bill. No, it's beautiful. He's mad because I cut EVs. Oh, come on. All right, we're going to go through some background. This is not the first spat these two have had. He went to the White House. This is his first term. They had this wonderful meeting. They really liked each other. They were best buddies. And then it was like, I don't know, maybe a month. Time is kind of messed up now, so I really can't narrow it down. But they had a spat. Now they're mad at each other. And then what do you know? Elon's trying to buy Twitter. Yeah. And that takes a long time. And during that time, Elon supports DeSantis. That's right. Supports DeSantis, stomping for DeSantis, crowdfunding for DeSantis. Literally within 24 hours of all of the opposition to him acquiring Twitter. He doesn't immediately tell DeSantis to go pound sand, but he just stops doing it 24/7. How convenient. And now look, they're best buds again. Got the key, the golden key to the White House. They're finishing each other's sentences. They're best friends, watching each other's kids. And now we're going to have a spat over this bill. And it looks silly. And all I'm thinking is, so what are they going to do? Is he going to try and buy the world this time? I mean, what is the plus to this spat? And there's a couple. Two that come off the top of my head is destroying the Republican Party by creating his own party. That could happen. The other one is destroying this bill, which is definitely going to throw a wrench in the works when you cut all the funding off because nothing got passed. Or both. Who knows?